I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So real quick, we need to talk about COVID vaccines and stuff because, you know, it's my whole life.
I know.
Our boss got the J&J yesterday.
I heard bad things now.
Okay, who knows the story? Because I just saw the headline pop up from 9 News. Like the Dick's Sporting Goods Park... My hood was a J&J spot. That's not where our boss got it.
Okay.
He got his from Thornton Fire Department at like 112th in Colorado.
We're doing it at fire departments too?
It was actually at a park. It's the park where my kid plays flag football.
They're doing it everywhere. You can go into like an aesthetic facility where they do like Botox and stuff because they're nurses. They're like registered nurses.
I'd rather go there
so you can go get them there.
Because they know how to shoot.
Yeah.
I feel like with all due respect to the people who shot me, I don't think she's ever shot anybody ever.
The parking lot people?
Yes. Yes. Because, like, our boss got shot by firefighters. I trust them. They know how to shoot people, right?
Did they use the hose?
No. But he said, and by the way, this is, God, he's going to hate me for saying this. He's like, if you're on the Thornton Fire Department, you're hot. He said all the dudes and girls that were there.
Oh, they do the calendar.
He was like, they must all be the former calendar people because he like pulled up. He's like, where am I? Because it was, and they're all shirtless and just like oiling each other up and then shooting.
You're
people.
Too good looking to know how to shoot right. me up with.
I want to go to that one.
He got it for real though. He got it for real 6 months ago though.
He had COVID.
Yeah.
And still can't taste.
Yes. After all this.
But he called his doctor and his doctor is like, yeah, get a shot. I believe, somebody correct me if they know if I'm wrong, but I think if you had COVID, no matter which shot you get, you only need one.
Oh.
Because you've already got some. So
the antibodies.
Yeah,
so
it was like Fauci or
you
somebody
just need
said,
the booster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Like you've already got some, so this just gets you over the top.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so I'm calling our boss last night, and he's like, I'm good. Like, because I was worried about him going down like I did. It's like, I'm good. I'm not the runt of the litter like you are, slacker. And then whatever. He texted me this morning, and he's down.
Again? Oh, my God.
So.
And he already had it.
He had COVID. He still can't taste. And now he's stuck. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's not funny.
But he's had a rough COVID.
He is not. He's not a happy dude.
Yikes.
Right now.
What the heck? And now Johnson and Johnson.
So then the other J&J place at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. This is totally unrelated. This is not the, like, 15-hour later get sick like I got sick. Like, I think Aaron had the story. That people got, when you get the shot, they make you stay for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Just to see if you've, and they're just standing there with an EpiPen in their hand.
Oh,
because
wow.
if you have a reaction, you're not reacting to the vaccine. You're having an actual allergic reaction. So they hit you with the EpiPen.
Yeah. Oh.
And I've known one person who had to get EpiPen. It's a friend of a friend, and they're still in the hospital from the vaccine.
Oh, from the EpiPen.
From the allergic reaction to
the vet.
Yes. Anyway, Dick's Sporting Goods Park, how many people got like...
13.
Like in a row.
Yikes.
All within that 15 minutes, something. What did it say what happened?
It says adverse reactions. I'm trying to see
I
if there's anything.
Language.
So is that from the Johnson & Johnson or from the Dick's Sporting Goods people?
It's parking lot people? Yeah, it's, well, I mean, it was that. It must have been that batch of J&J. By the way, we can talk about vaccines on this show. We're talking about... Aaron is reading a 9 News story. Like, we're not telling you to not get vaccinated.
No.
Oh, right.
Because a bunch of people gave me crap yesterday. Like, you're a wuss. People should... And I'm like, I never said that. I never said don't get vaccinated.
Right.
You said the opposite.
Yeah.
You said
Yes. Go get vaccinated.
Just
but
be
it could
prepared.
Suck. Yeah.
Right. It might suck.
You might not be able to work for a couple days. But think about this. COVID could have been worse. But if you're one of those 13 people at Dick's, like, they're screwed. Are they in the hospital, does it say?
Two of them were.
Oh, my God.
And then the others were treated with juice and water. That's what the article says.
They give you free juice.
That sounds like...
Now I'm back in.
Right? I don't...
That sounds like they just got, like, faint from the shot. Like, maybe they didn't drink water like, and prepare for, like, something I would do, perhaps.
Right. I've done that. Like, giving blood
Show
to
up,
my town.
Yeah, and you haven't eaten anything. You're like, yeah, draw some blood. I'm fine. And then you're like, what an idiot.
Thinking. Yeah, so
that was on them. That could have been on them.
But
13
people
it says that they experience nausea, dizziness, and then the two went to the hospital.
They have to be quarantined for...
I don't know about quarantine, but they have to watch them. At least it's J&J, so you don't have to go back. I'm literally sitting here right now with dread over my head. May 3rd, I'm supposed to get another shot. Do I go?
Mm.
Like, what do I do?
Yes, you go.
Why would I go? If there's a 50% chance it's worse than this last time, I can't go. I cannot... If that what I went through was twice as bad or twice as long, that would be very bad. Like,
I didn't think you were being a wuss, but now I do.
No, I mean, really? I can't. Oh.
I don't know.
You're already halfway through it. Just get the second one done and get over it.
Power through it. You have no idea if it's going to be worse, if it's going to be fine. Like,
yeah.
I look at it differently. You're halfway there. You did good. You're halfway.
Right. So do I. I'm kind of on team Steve. Not saying you shouldn't get vaccinated, but like, I'm 50% farther than Steve is. So
that's
like
true.
I'm looking at it like that. Can I talk the ladies in the room? You saw the story. Like, it changes your monthly. It can change your monthly visit.
It can also. Oh no. Well, if you get COVID, COVID survivors could develop psychiatric and neurological conditions. So what am I going to do?
Wait now.
Cause here's the other thing about our boss. He has said since he had COVID, he has these days, and it'll explain a lot about him. He has like brain fog.
Mm.
It's a thing. Like you start to get, and I had super brain fog on Tuesday. Like I didn't know up from down. I like you're just out of it. He told me this morning that the brain fog is 100% back.
Oh no! What?
It's from like
yeah. So it's I mean, pick your poison, really. Like.
Right.
Both are bad.
Heavy
I don't
flow.
Want COVID, and I'm like not.
No, but I mean, what is it? Is that what it says? It changes
brain
your
fog
flow?
Or heavy flow? I don't know.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.